under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Thursday, January 25th edition, 2024. The Republicans, minority leader in the House and the Senate, came out with a press statement. And this is what they had to say about last night's State of the State address. Governor Gretchen Whitmer embraced the 1980s tonight during her State of the State address with a sparkly silver blouse and an arsenal of 1980s music references that lasted all night long. But some Republicans said Whitmer's 2024 proposals are short-term solutions that won't help Michigan get back to the future. See how they played on that 1980s movie? During a press conference prior to the address, House Republican leader Matt Hall and Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, instead of focusing on her greatest hits or a series of short-term solutions and economic incentives, the governor should take a cue from her population council and develop a long-term economic growth strategy. Between a total of 12 1980s music references, yes, 12 of them, I'm telling you, it was painful the way she tried to connect what they had done legislatively to our state to those hits of the 1980s. It got almost to the point where it was a joke. Very sophomoric. And it was just, that speechwriter should be fired. That's all I have to say. She included Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Tina Turner's What's Love Got to Do With It, Got to Do With It, Katie Bush's Running Up That Hill, Bob Seger's Like a Rock, The Police, Every Breath You Take, Ash's Burn Baby Burn, along with others. Whitmer proposed policy that included new car rebates, $1.4 billion to rehabilitate 10,000 homes, pre-K for four-year-olds, free community college for graduating high school seniors, and the creation of a new business innovation fund. Oh, my God. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on and on of what she proposed. When you look at the money, when you look at the proposed spending, for example, the housing situation, $1.4 billion to rehabilitate 10,000 houses. Folks, if you divide the math, that's $140,000 per house. To rehab it? Huh. Okay. I mean, this just went on and on. Well, the Republicans had a response. We'll continue the other side of the break. I'm Chuck Arandy. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Republicans responding in a press release to the governor's State of the State address, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, which, by the way, today's his birthday, and Matt Hall. First, the governor walked everybody back through time, reminding them of the records of the 1980s. Well, she said that the Democrats' record ties right in with the many great albums of the 1980s, great songs of the 1980s, because they, those songs, and these great legislators we now have in Lansing have something in common. A lasting legacy, quote unquote, said Whitmer. We composed this record thanks to the people in this room and every Michigander at home who voted for us. Groups only succeed when all its members are thriving. And lately, Michigan has been playing in total harmony, end quote, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Isn't that cute? Isn't that cute how she tied the records of all the bills they passed to the 1980 records that she so truly loves, because that's when she grew up as a young person. She mentioned it right at the beginning of the speech, the 1980s. She loved big hair. She loves leather jackets. Yeah, she was definitely an 80s chick. Minority Leader Hall disagreed, calling Whitmer's past proposals and her newest round that was contained in the State of the State as a series of one-off ideas designed to attract a lot of media attention for this next election cycle. As she auditions for the national stage, Governor Whitmer played all her greatest hits, he said. But even with them all strung together in a primetime performance, her set list clearly has no cohesive theme or plan for actually solving problems in the state of Michigan. Instead, Hall and Nesbitt said the governor should follow the recommendations of her growing Michigan Together Council to put together a more specific long-term economic growth strategy. A departure from previous criticisms of the council and its lack of a Republican Senate nominee. Of course, Hall and Nesbitt also made requests that the governors reverse the income tax rollback from the now 2024 level of 4.25, roll it back to 4.05. as it was in 2023. It's a good start. Again, State Representative Green, the one I just read the article of her press release, commented that Whitmer's speech was a lot of tax credit, tax credit, tax credit. So when you combine all those tax credits together along with an income tax reduction, we could be going in the right direction. But wait a minute, you can't. Why? Because of all the increased spending in the proposals she put out tonight, said Green. During his press conference, Hall again displayed a set of coasters with the highlighted text saying shared power. Had two 54-54 numbers shaking hands based on a book, Sharing the Balance of Power, which was written all about the 1993-94 House split. Hall also coined a feature, one side with him on the front and Speaker Joe Tate on the other side. The point was that absent a shared power agreement, maybe the House will flip this coin before the session begins and find out exactly who needs to be in charge. Republicans are really, really working hard, very hard, to win that Warren seat. If they, the Republicans, working Macomb County, Warren, Michigan, flip that seat, folks, and Westland continues on with the Democrat state representative, guess what? We're now gridlocked for the rest of this legislative year, 55-55. At that point, you got to share power. It happened in 93-94, could happen again this year in 2024. Whitmer did not reference the split House or the upcoming special elections in her speech. She referenced the University of Michigan winning the national title football game and talked a lot about the Detroit Lions winning season as a way to speak about specifically bipartisanship. What? What does the Lions winning season, making it into the playoffs, playing on Sunday for the National Football Conference's, the NFC's championship game to go to the Super Bowl, what the heck does that have to do with bipartisanship? Republicans and Democrats working together? Answer? Absolutely nothing. But at the end of her speech, of course, she whipped out her grit towel, started waving it in air like a Lions fan would do at the stadium. Lions football gear closely seconded the 1980s music references as the theme for the night. Even Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, who wants to be the governor, yes, wants to be the governor elected in 2026, was completely decked out in full Lions gear. Many of the legislators even were wearing Lions pins on their lapels. Well, the Republicans didn't echo all the excitement, remaining seated for not only the Lions references, but for the Lions' share of the governor's speech. Like I told you, it looked like they were sitting on their hands. They weren't even clapping. The only portion of Whitmer's speech that received a Republican standing ovation was when she gave a shout out to National Guard serving members and the state trooper representing the Michigan State Police. Republicans stood and applauded for that. Other than that, that was it. Okay, here it is. Here's the total I was looking for. Democrats tallied 30 standing ovations during Governor Whitmer's State of the State address. State Representative Kerry Renegans, Democrat from the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, was waving a University of Michigan pom-pom. And the loudest cheers came when Whitmer spoke about a tuition-free secondary education and to support teachers. 2 years free community college. Associate's degree? You graduate from a Michigan high school, you do not have to pay for your first 2 years of college. Guests of note on the House floor included Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, however you say his name, I really don't care, Lansing Mayor Andy Shore, Congresswoman Hillary Schlotten of Grand Rapids, and also the soon-to-be-anointed candidate for the U.S. Senate, Elisa Slotkin, was there. Former state representative, now mayor of Westland, Kevin Coleman, and I did not see this. I don't know where he was hiding, but former New York City mayor Bill de Blasio was in the crowd. Are you kidding me? Who invited him? Well, one of the reasons he is teaching, listen to this, Bill de Blasio is teaching at the Communist University of Michigan's Ford School of Business this winter as a policymaker in residence. Yes, he's got a guest gig, probably charging hundreds of thousands of dollars to teach at the University of Michigan's Ford School of Business. Republicans did not stand and applaud the governor's entrance into the chamber. State Representative Josh Shriver, who we've had on the show, used the opportunity to hand Whitmer a Bible as she was walking down the aisle. Something that State Representative Matt Maddock put on his Twitter account. On the tweet, he said, especially proud of Representative Josh Shriver tonight for his excellent Bible handoff. We will be praying that this is the beginning of a great journey for our governor. I like how they connected the football analogy. A Bible handoff. That's good. I like that. Shriver criticized the governor's language in her speech. She said the curse word damn a lot, which was very off-putting and not family-friendly. State Representative Bill Schuette of Midland, Jr., I always call him Junior, said the governor's injected a lot of pulp culture references into the very real problems that we are facing as a state without proposing any actual long-term solutions. I would have liked to see more time focused on the realities of governing and less time spent on the playlist of the 1980s. And of course, I mentioned earlier in the first hour, quote of the day was given to State Representative Phil Green from Millington. He also criticized the 80s theme. He said back in the 1980s, mortgage rates were about 18 to 19%. Inflation was 13. Unemployment was 12. Remember the misery index? Is this the governor saying that those are the good things and that she wants to take us all back to that? So, pretty interesting. The formal Republican response to Whitmer's address came from Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt. He said in a pre-recorded response to the State of the State address that Governor Whitmer is completely disconnected with the people of the state of Michigan and the economic blight they are facing. With only 3 out of 10 children being proficient in math, Michigan's unemployment ranking 40th in the country, Nesbitt said Whitmer isn't matching up the reality of the numbers with her rosy picture she tried to paint tonight as governor. I'm sad to say that the real state of our state is not good, but it doesn't have to be that way. Democrats squandered a budget surplus on swimming pools and pickleboard courts. The answer, he said, is to allow the government to refund the excess funds back to the taxpayers, putting the money in their pockets and helping them to pay their bills. That's not what Governor Gretchen Whitmer did. End quote. Republican response from Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt. Well, I got to tell you, folks, it doesn't matter the Republicans were not standing, not applauding, sitting on their hands, because they're irrelevant. Why? Because 1.4 million people who voted in 2020 did not vote in November of 2022. They got a two-seat majority in the House and the Senate, and this is what you do when you have the power. I hope and pray the Republicans are watching and learning. This is how you govern when you have the majority. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.